With our current reality engulfing every moment of our waking day, it's easy to forget that we are still in the joy-filled Easter season. The Easter season lasts 50 days from Easter Sunday and concludes with the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, this year celebrated on Sunday, March 31st. Even though in the cycle of readings we are in year A, the year of Matthew, during this season, the Gospel readings come mostly from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John is unique from the Gospels of Matthew, Mark and Luke, which are called the Synoptic Gospels due to their similar content. The Synoptics cover many of the same miracles, parables and events of Jesus' life and ministry. There is a lot of overlap, repetition and even some parallel passages that are nearly identical. Generally speaking, the synoptics tell us what Jesus said and did. John's Gospel brings us a very different perspective and accounts for the life of Jesus in a way that the others don't. John tells us who Jesus is. Every chapter in John provides a separate portrait of who Christ is and what he does, giving us greater insight into his character and nature. This can be seen in the detailed conversations Jesus had with people, such as Nicodemus, the Samaritan woman, Mary Magdalene, and Peter, to name a few. Another insight into who Jesus is can be found in the seven I am statements that are unique to John's Gospel. Our Gospel reading today gives us the first of these statements. And over the Easter season, as we read John's Gospel, we encounter each I am. Each of the statements give a glimpse into his character, how to understand who he is, and ways in which we encounter him. They are: I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. Today we encounter the statement, I am the bread of life, the first of the statements that is found in John chapter 6. This statement comes after the feeding of the 5,000 near the Sea of Galilee. Jesus is now in Capernaum, and a crowd has been following him. They're looking for a sign or a miracle to see so that they might believe in him. As we begin our reading of the scripture, I invite you to close your eyes and sit comfortably wherever you are. Listen to the Gospel reading from John. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God, and to hear the teaching of the Father and learn from it is to come to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who comes from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you most solemnly, everyone who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert and they are dead. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that a man may eat it and not die. I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." The passage will be read again, and this time, try place yourself in the scene. What phrase or word strikes you? Jesus is speaking to the crowd. Where are you in the crowd? Are you up the front, the middle, the back? What does the setting look like? The crowd are desperate for Jesus to do something so that they believe in him. What is the mood? Are they excited? Confused? Do people understand the message of Jesus, or are they looking for a trick to be performed? Imagine the scene as best as you can. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God, and to hear the teaching of the Father and learn from it is to come to me. Not that anybody has seen the Father except the one who comes from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you most solemnly, everybody who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert and they are dead. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that a man may eat it and not die. I am the bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." Jesus had just fed several thousand people with only a few loaves of bread. Yet some people were asking for a sign from Jesus to prove he was from God. They reminded Jesus that God gave their ancestors manna from heaven while they wandered in the desert so they wouldn't die. Jesus' response surprised them. "Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Like in many cultures, bread was a staple in the diet of the Jewish people. And when Jesus said that he was the bread of life, he was saying that as bread sustains them physically, he would sustain them spiritually. They didn't need to look elsewhere for spiritual food, for nourishment, for sustenance. He was their life. All they needed to do was believe in him. Jesus also reminds us that it is not we who find Jesus, but rather it is the Father who finds us and leads us to Jesus as the way to God. In this difficult time, we can find it more challenging when not being able to join communally with one another and receive the Eucharist. It also gives us time to reflect on our relationship with the Eucharist, to broaden our understanding and deepen our appreciation. As we hear the scripture one last time, take a few moments to reflect on the following questions. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." What does that mean to me? What does it mean to me to receive the Eucharist? How can I find a new way to be sustained spiritually during this crisis? What grace from God do I need to pray for today to help me on this journey? Jesus said to the crowd, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will be taught by God, and to hear the teaching of the Father and learn from it is to come to me. Not that anybody has seen the Father except the one who comes from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you most solemnly, everybody who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert and they are dead. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that a man may eat it and not die. I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." Together we pray the psalm from the readings for today. And our response is, "Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound, of the God who gave life to our souls and keep our feet from stumbling. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul, to him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Let us bring all our needs and intentions to God today. For those that are suffering in various ways during this time of trial, that they will be sustained spiritually by God's love and mercy. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those that have lost their jobs and the businesses unsure if they can reopen, that they can be given the grace to see a new path for their future. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those that are isolated and cut off from family, that they will be comforted in the knowledge that they will soon be reunited. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those in vital services in our country during this time of COVID-19, that they will be protected from harm and unceasing in all they do. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those waiting on test results for COVID-19, that the anxiety of their wait will be eased in the knowledge that God is with them every step of the journey. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those that have died and will die alone, that the Lord will welcome them into his embrace of love and compassion. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We take a moment of silent prayer for our own special intentions and needs. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We ask too that Mary, our mother, intercede and pray for us as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And today, as we reflect on Jesus, the bread of life, let us make an act of spiritual communion together. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.